2. The woman was Amanda Doster, who in that day was one of the war's newest widows. Now, no longer new at it, she is at home waiting for the doorbell to ring, a ding-dongy chime that to her will always sound like a life coming to an end. When it rang on the day her husband died, she had her two young daughters in the bathtub and cookies baking in the oven. She opened the door and saw who was standing there, and before they could say anything, she had finished the quick calculations. An injury would be a phone call. A serious injury would be a visit from soldiers in regular uniforms. Death would be dressier soldiers in their Class A's. These two, asking if they might come in, were in their Class A's. "There are a few things I have to get done before you say it," she answered. She wanted to remain in control. That was important to her. She went into the kitchen and turned off the oven, knowing that she was about to forget about the cookies. She made a list. She phoned some neighbors and asked them to come over and get the girls. She phoned her mother and asked her to get on the first plane. She made sure the door to the bathroom was shut. Finally, she sat on a couch in the living room, and they stood in front of her and said it. Ding dong. This day, it is 6 moving men who are standing there. "Good morning," she says to them, once again trying to sound under control. She has a kind, round face and long curly hair, and except for her widow's eyes, looks very much the same as the woman her husband last saw. "We got lost," one of the movers says, apologizing for being late. And when they're all inside, she leads them through the house and gives them a few instructions. "Don't touch that jacket. Not the flag case. I will transport that. I'll take his uniforms. I'll take that phone. It still has his voice on it. I'll do the black footlockers. I'll do those." "Okay," the foreman says, and as he and the others get to work packing, she and her best friend Sally, who has come over to help, go down into the house's tornado shelter, a windowless concrete room in the basement. She flips on the light. There, against a wall, stands a gun safe, almost as big as a refrigerator, and after spinning the combination and swinging open the door, she begins removing what's inside. First, the long guns, 9 in all, 3 handguns, a sword, some knives, the ammo, and lastly, a sealed wood box inscribed James D. Doster, SFC, 19 November 1969.